listeners, and welcome to episode 81 of the Nigeria Football Weekly Podcast with me, your host, Olu Oke. And boy, do I have a very, very good and exciting episode for everybody's listening pleasure. I know I've been away for 2 weeks, to be fair. I went to go recharge my batteries. I was in Cancun. So happy to be back. And without any further ado, we have to get into it. You know, many Super Eagles players have had outstanding performances over the last 2 weeks. But most importantly, we did see two Nigerians clinched the Bundesliga title over the weekend. Victor Boniface and Nathan Teller are now officially Bundesliga champions after Bayer Leverkusen won their first ever Bundesliga title in their history and ending 11 years of Bayern Munich dominance and winning 11 straight titles. So I'm going to talk about that and just generally talk about how our players have been performing in the other leagues. So starting with the Bundesliga this week, as usual, you know, whenever, not as usual, but if people win the title, I mean, You have to start there. So, Bayer Leverkusen, as you know, they're yet to lose a game in the Bundesliga all season. Victor Boniface and Nathan Teller. So, Boniface actually played 23 minutes in the prior week as Leverkusen beat Union Berlin 1-0. While Nathan Teller played 14 minutes. And then on Wednesday, they actually played in the Europa League first leg of the quarterfinals. Victor Boniface scored a great header. He only came on 14 minutes, but he angled this ball straight into the net against West Ham. So they're 2-0 up against West Ham in the Europa League quarterfinal. However, on Sunday, Bayer Leverkusen clinched the title in style. They beat Werder Bremen 5-0. We saw Florian Wirtz score a hat-trick. We saw Granit Xhaka. By the way, I'm recording this just before Arsenal play Bayern Munich, so you can understand why I'm wearing the shirt. But we saw Granit Xhaka with another Xhaka boom, and Victor Boniface kicked off the scoring with a penalty. So fantastic game from both of them. Nathan Teller also started the game against Werder Bremen, and safe to say that the celebrations were off the charts. I mean, what can I say about Boniface? Even with his injury, he's been one of the revelations of the season for his club. Boniface has played... He's only started about 21 games, I believe. So he's played 18 Bundesliga games. He's got 11 goals and about 10 assists. So you don't have to be a genius to work out how amazing he's been for his club. It's already the best scoring season of his career. And what a journey already. And you could already tell that the only way is up for Victor Boniface. I also have to give a shout out to Nathan Teller. He was really, 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 really exceptional as well. And you could just see the joy in his face and Boniface's face in being able to clinch the Bundesliga title. I mean, they were throwing beer all over Xabi Alonso. I mean, when you're the manager, you've just won the title. There's not really much you could do anyway. But yeah, so one trophy down, two to go for Bayer Leverkusen. They are playing in the second leg at the London Stadium tomorrow on Thursday with a healthy 2-0 lead, so they should win that one. And then in the Bundesliga, they still have the challenge with five games to go, where they could end the season unbeaten. They're yet to lose a single game in the Bundesliga, and they go away to Borussia Dortmund, who have just qualified for the semi-final of the Champions League. So that will probably be their toughest test yet. But Leverkusen, everything that's been put in front of them this season, they've swatted away very, very easily. So let's see how they could do in this one. Who else do we have to talk about in Bundesliga? Kevin Agbogema was benched for Hoffenheim in their 3-1 win over Aalborg last weekend. And he was benched again in their 4-1 loss against Mainz on Saturday. So safe to say Kevin Agbogema is not in the good books of the manager. Hopefully that will change as time progresses. Next up for Hoffenheim, they're 9th in the league, so it's very unlikely they'll make European place. But they play Borussia Mönchengladbach at home on Saturday. And then going back to the Premier League, I have to start with Ola Aina and the Nottingham Forest boys. So last week, Ola Aina played 90 minutes as Nottingham Forest lost 3-1 to Tottenham. And then over the weekend, Ola Aina also started in their 2-2 draw against Wolverhampton. Although Matias Cunha scored an absolutely outrageous solo finish. I mean, full transparency, I was in DC, but I still got to catch the highlights for this one. Taiwo Oni is still injured, so it's not looking good. And then we've got a relegation 6-pointer on Sunday as Nottingham Forest go away to Goodison Park to play Everton. We know Everton got thumped 6-0 on Monday, so it's not looking good for Everton. But whoever wins this one will be feeling a lot more confident about their chances of staying up and not being usurped by Luton Town. Moving on to Fulham, Alex Iwobi played 90 minutes in Fulham's 1-0 loss to Newcastle last week. And then he also played 74 minutes and got an assist in their 2-0 win over West Ham on Sunday. He has now equaled Kanu's record as having the most assists for a Nigerian player in the Premier League with 29. So congratulations to him. Kevin Bassey also played 90 minutes in both of these games. So shout out to our Nigerian star boys there. It does not get any easier for them, though. They play Liverpool at home on Sunday. Yes, Liverpool's form's been dodgy, but that's going to be one hell of a test. And Liverpool will be licking their wounds after losing 1-0 at home to Crystal Palace. And that was after they drew 2-2 at Old Trafford. So let's see how they get on over the weekend. As for Brentford, Frank Onyeka came off the bench at the end of Brentford's 3-3 draw against Aston Villa last week. And then he came off the bench and scored his first ever Premier League goal in their 2-0 win over Sheffield United on Sunday. You could just see the joy on Onyeka's face. And boy, am I happy for Frank Onyeka. So shout out to Frank the Tank. Next up for Brentford, they go away to Luton on Saturday. So you could say Brentford are pretty much safe now in terms of relegation, but obviously if they could get another result against Luton, then that would only consolidate their position in the league. As for Luton, Gabriel Osho is still injured. However, Fred Onyedima played 28 minutes in their 2-1 win over Bournemouth last week, and he started and played 88 minutes as they got absolutely thrashed by Man City 5-1 on Saturday. To be honest, I remember watching a clip where what Jeremy Doku did to him was not fun, man. Like, Jeremy Doku, man, he's such a flat track bully. Jeremy Doku against the big clubs, nowhere to be found. He plays these small teams. He's like just a rolling tractor. So anyway, safe to say that's exactly what happened to Luton over the weekend. But let's see how the Luton boys get on against Brentford on Saturday. Other Premier League results to be aware of. Newcastle absolutely spanked Tottenham 4-0. Isak, man, I need Alexander Isak at the Emirates, man. No player reminds me of Thierry Henry more than him. Obviously, Mbappe's out of bracket, but you know, I need Alexander Isak. But it's looking very good in terms of the fight for the Champions League places. If Arsenal and Man City win today, we'll have a better idea of if the Premier League will get Champions League football for the fifth spot team in the league. So all you Arsenal enemies, be praying for us today, because it's going to be in your own favour. Apart from that, we also had Burnley draw 1-1 at home to Brighton. Muric with absolutely the worst goalkeeping owl I've seen in a long, long time. As for Man United, typical Man United, drew 2-2 away to Bournemouth. It's not looking good, bruv. As I already mentioned, Liverpool lost Crystal Palace 1-0 at home. And then shortly after, I was watching this in the Arsenal fan club in DC. Arsenal decided to lose 2-0 at home to Aston Villa, which was not very, very fun. But hopefully we could bounce back today. Fulham did beat West Ham 2-0, which I already covered. And then Chelsea with the 6-0 rout of Everton, with Cole Palmer scoring 4 goals. And he's now joint top goal scorer at the Prem alongside Erling Haaland. The games to watch out for this weekend: we only have 7 fixtures. That is because of the involvement of the FA Cup, where Man City, Chelsea and Man United are all involved alongside Coventry from the Championship. But in terms of games to be aware of for this weekend, I already mentioned Luton Town host Brentford on Saturday, 3 p.m. kickoff. Sheffield United host Burnley, 3 p.m. kickoff as well. Wolverhampton Wanderers host my Arsenal in the late night kickoff on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. And then on Sunday, we see Everton host Nottingham Forest, which I already touched on. Crystal Palace host West Ham at Selhurst Park. And then Aston Villa host Bournemouth before Fulham take on Liverpool at Craven Cottage to round off the Premier League fixtures for the weekend. Moving on to the Championship, I mean, Leicester continue to stutter. Yes, the week before, Wilfred Ndidi played his 2 minutes as they beat Birmingham last weekend. However, during the midweek last week, he played some 3 minutes. They lost 1-0 to Millwall. So I don't know what's been happening with Leicester, but they should have run away with the league, but they just continued to lose. And then this Friday, they lost 1-0 to Plymouth. I mean, what can we say about that? And then Kelechi Iheanacho is not even getting minutes for a Championship side. So I don't even want to speak about Iheanacho, because the fact that he's not getting minutes, I don't know if it's his professionalism or what could be the reason, but it's not looking good. Anyway, next up for them, they play West Bromwich at home on Saturday. So that's going to be a tough, tough tie, because now there's basically a 4-horse race for the top 2 spots in the Championship. Leicester, Southampton, Ipswich Town and Leeds United could all get promoted. At the moment, I think they're only separated by like 2 points. And then West Brom are fifth, so they will definitely make the playoffs. So that's very, very tricky for Leicester. And they need to sort out their form, because if they don't go through in one of the top two qualification spots, they are finished. If they end up going to the playoffs, I can see them losing. And remember, the Premier League has already given them a points deduction. So if they don't come next year, it's going to enter the next year after. So Leicester, sort your shit out, please. I'm begging you. Moving on to Southampton, Jaribo is finally getting in favour. He's back in favour with the manager. So the weekend before, he played 90 minutes and they drew 0-0 to Blackburn. Over the midweek, he played 83 minutes and their 2-1 win over Coventry. And then also on Saturday, we saw Jaribo play 56 minutes in their 3-2 win over Watford, with Jaribo getting an assist. So fantastic work from the boy. Next up for Southampton, they play Preston at home. Actually, they played Preston at home yesterday. Where did that game go? Southampton fixtures. Did they beat Preston? Bear with me. Yeah, they beat Preston 3-0. And Jaribo got an assist. So at the moment, it's all looking very, very rosy for Southampton, who have now pushed themselves into fourth place. They are 4 points off Leicester in second. But the good thing for them is if they win their game in hand over Leeds, they would literally be 2 points behind Ipswich Town and level on points with Leeds United. So Jaribo, shout out to you for resurrecting your career. Please come back to the Premier and play well. I'm tired of the slander on your name, but, you know, it was deserved by their performances. Speaking of West Brom, as I said, Shemi Ajayi will be in action against Leicester away on Saturday. But he's been in and out of the team for West Brom, so he was benched in their 2-2 draw against Stoke last weekend. Over the midweek, he played 26 minutes in their 2-0 win over Rotherham, and then he played 45 minutes over the weekend, this past weekend, in their 1-0 loss to Sunderland. Moving on to Watford, Emmanuel Dennis played 82 minutes in their 0-0 draw against Preston last weekend. Only played 4 minutes in their 0-0 draw against Ipswich, and then he played 62 minutes. They lost 3-2 to Southampton on Saturday. Tom Delay-Bashiri also featured in all of these three games. But next up for them, they play Hull City at home, and they have no chance of qualifying for the Prem. They're currently 15th in the Championship, so it's not looking good, bruv. Also, Jamelu Collins has played 90 minutes for Cardiff's last three games, so he's back in the starting lineup. He got an assist as well in their 3-1 loss to Hull last weekend. He also played 90 minutes in their 1-0 win over Birmingham. And he played 90 minutes, they lost to Millwall over the weekend. But it's a bit too little too late for Cardiff. They're 11th and they will not make the playoff spots. Moving on to Serie A, Victor Osimhen, man, we're coming to get you, bro. We're coming to get you. Victor Osimhen has scored in the last two Serie A games for Napoli. So he played 90 minutes and scored one hell of a bullet header where he climbed all over the defender last weekend in their 4-2 win over Monza. And then this weekend, he scored yet again in their 2-2 draw against Frosinone. But Napoli are not a serious club, man. They're 8th in the league. They're not even going to make the Champions League spots because they keep drawing games at home. It's so disgusting. I don't know what to say about them. So next up, they play Empoli away. We know Tierney Boey is injured for the season. But let's see what could happen in that particular game. Moving on to AC Milan, Samuel Chukwueze is now back in favour with Stefan Pioli. He's been starting a lot of games. He played 90 minutes and got an assist and a yellow card in a 3-0 win over Lecce last weekend. Yes, he only played 12 minutes in their 1-0 loss to Roma in the Europa League first leg. But he did play 65 minutes in their 3-3 draw against Sassuolo on Sunday, where they came from behind. And he also had 2 goals disallowed marginally because of offside. So Chukwueze, keep up the good work. And let's see if he starts on Thursday, where they play Roma in the second leg of the Europa League. The irony is Roma won 1-0 at the San Siro. So let's see if AC Milan can feed them their own medicine on Thursday. And then next up, it will be the Milan derby. AC Milan play Inter Milan on Monday. If Inter win the game, they win the league. So Inter have every reason to show up for this match. And AC Milan have every reason to prevent Inter from winning the title on their head top in San Siro. Nah, that would be too much. So it's a big, big week for AC Milan and Stefan Pioli. So let's see how they get on. Moving on to Ademola Lookman. He played 90 minutes and got an assist in Atalanta's 2-1 loss against Fiorentina last weekend. He was then benched in a 3-0 win over Liverpool at Anfield. I'm sure you all heard about it. The whole world heard about it. Boo, Liverpool. And then on Monday, he came on in 63rd minute in their 2-2 draw against Hellas Verona. So it's a bit annoying. He's not starting games at the moment like that for Gasperini. But Gasperini's model is working. They are still with a good chance of making the Champions League. And it's likely that Italy could get one of the fifth place spots. that will not be helped by the Champions League, because I don't think there's any more Italian teams. It's based on Europa League performances and Conference League. But anyway, let's see if Lookman can play on Thursday against Liverpool at home. Basically, Atalanta are doing themselves a favour, because if they go past Liverpool, their coefficient improves and it helps Italy. And they're in sixth place and they're trying to finish fifth to take over where Bologna are. So let's see how it goes. But it's all really interesting, to be honest. And then they play Monza away on Sunday. Maduka Okoye, my goalkeeper, played 90 minutes, continues to start games for Udinese. He made four saves in their 2-1 loss against Inter last weekend. He played all the minutes against Roma as well, but on Sunday, but the game was stopped because Ivan Ndika was rushed to the hospital with a bit of a heart problem. The good thing is the medic said the problem was not based on any heart collapse or anything. It was because the Udinese striker kept elbowing him straight into his heart. So anyway, Ivan Ndika is good, so we're happy to hear that. And next up, Okoye will be in action against Hellas Verona away on Saturday. This means Maduka Okoye has been the starting goalkeeper for Serie A side since December. We're in April. I do not want to see that World Cup qualifier list in June without Maduka Okoye, because that's a big, big disrespect. And then finally, David Okereke as well. Played 8 minutes. Torino's lost 3-2 against Empoli last week. Played 13 minutes and then Nuno drew against Juventus on Saturday. So not really pulling up any trees, but to be fair, they're 9th in the league, so they're not really playing for much. Salernitana boys, they are going straight down. I mean, Simino Anko and Chibuike Okwemesi, they're dead last in Serie A. They're not even playing that often. Simino Anko played 5 minutes in their 2-2 draw against Sassuolo. Okwemesi played 64 minutes. And he also played 67 minutes in their 4-1 loss to Lazio on Friday. Both of them are not scoring. So, nothing to write about there. Akinsa Miro continues to not be playing because Inter have serious business to finish. But I'm sure once they win the title, we will see the youngster get some minutes. And then moving on to La Liga, Omar Sadiq was benched in Real Sociedad's 2-2 draw against Almeria on Sunday. Nobody played the weekend before because it was the Spanish Cup final, which Athletic Bilbao beat Real Mallorca, I believe, on penalties. So congratulations to Athletic Bilbao for winning their first title in 40 years. And they celebrated it with a parade through the river. I think it's called the Garba River in Bilbao. So go check that out. Really, really beautiful scenes. Let's see if Omar Sadiq could get some minutes away against Getafe on Sunday. Moving on to Ligue 1. Terry Murphy played 89 minutes and still no goals for Terry Murphy, man. His drought has been so serious, man. He started the first half of the season so well, but it's just not been looking good for him at the moment. Anyway, they drew 0-0 against Reims last weekend. There were no games this weekend, and I believe that is because of the French Cup. I think the French Cup semi-final, because now we've got a situation where Lyon are going to play in the French Cup final against PSG. Next up for Murphy, he plays his old club Lorient on Friday. So let's see if he can be motivated to put in a wonderful performance in that game. Moving on to Lyon. Lyon Gift Urban played 4 minutes and scored in Lyon's 3-1 win against Nantes last weekend. So that was his first Ligue 1 goal. Shout out to the boy. Really, really, really great to see. And then he played 1 minute in their 4-3 win against Brest on Sunday. But the game was a classic. Next up for them, we got Lyon PSG versus Lyon on Sunday. Still one of the biggest games in the calendar in France, even though Lyon initially started slowly. But now Lyon have been doing really well. They've got a chance to make it into Europe. And of course, they'll be playing against PSG in the French Cup final. So if they win, they'll be in the Europa League. Montpellier, Ako Adams was benched last weekend in Montpellier's 2-0 win over Lorient. But he played 77 minutes in and got an assist in their 1-1 draw against Clermont Foot on Sunday. Another person with a bit of a drought at the moment. So hopefully we'll see him improve as time goes on. Moving on to the Primeira Liga, Portugal. Bruno Iheanacho and Chidi Olaseyem, they continue to play 90 minutes all the time for Boavista. They did lose 2-0 to Farense last weekend. And then both players also started in their 2-1 loss to Arouca on Sunday. I think their next game is going to be Farense, but I'm going to double check that with you guys. Chaves Klechinokali played 19 minutes in their 3-2 loss against Portimonense last weekend. And then he's played 78 minutes in their 1-0 win against Vizela. So good that he's been playing in the Portuguese league, but Chaves are so rubbish. They're going straight back to the second division. They're 17th out of 18 teams, so that tells you the story there. In Belgium, one player I would love to call out, Raphael Onyedika. What did I say? Raphael Onyedika. Onyedika has been balling. And when I say balling, I mean balling. So Onyedika has just decided that he's going to become a goal scoring machine over the past 2 weeks. Last weekend, he played 90 minutes, scored 2 goals, got a yellow card as Club Brugge beat Anderlecht 3-1. He then played 90 minutes and won the penalty that Bruges converted in their 1-0 win in the Conference League quarterfinals on Thursday. And then on Sunday, he played another 90 minutes and scored a goal, yellow card, in their 3-1 win over Royal Antwerp, where Alassane Youssouf and AGK play. So it's safe to say that, Onyedika has just gone Super Saiyan. Pesero, I hope you are watching, you clown. You did not give Onyedika any meaningful minutes during the AFCON, and look at him flourishing now. So anyway, shout out to Onyedika. Next up, he plays PAOK away on Thursday in the second leg. He will miss the game against Union Saint-Gilloise on Sunday in the league, though, because he's suspended. But he is balling out of control. And do not be surprised if we see Onyedika make a move to a big side over the summer. I won't be surprised if we see an AC Milan come and pick him up. Moving on to Royal Antwerp, Alassane Youssouf played 90 minutes and got a yellow card. Chinua Ejike also started in their 1-0 loss to Genk. And both players also started in their loss to Rafael Onyedika's Club Brugge. Next up, they play Cercle Brugge away on Sunday. Championship round, we will see Genk, Tolera Godari and Yiraz Sor. So Tolera Godari played in their 1-0 win against Royal Antwerp last weekend. And then over the weekend, he played, started and scored in their 1-1 draw against Cercle Brugge. So really, really good to see Tolera Godari playing well. Next up for them, they play Anderlecht at home on Saturday. And then finally in Belgium, we saw Jordan Torunariga play 82 minutes in Gent's 3-0 win over in their last weekend. Sorry, I can't see who they're playing, but anyway. Played 89 minutes, got a yellow card, a 2-1 win over OH Leuven. Next up for them, they play KV Mechelen at home on Saturday. And then moving on to the Turkish League, Osayi Samo played 90 minutes and got a yellow card in a 2-1 win over Karagümrük on Sunday. Also, we saw them lose 3-2 in the first leg of their Conference League quarterfinals against Olympiacos. So that should be a tasty tie this Thursday in the second leg, which will be at home at Fenerbahce. And then next up, they play Sivasspor away on Monday. Fisayo Delebashiru, he did start for Tiraspor in their 3-0 loss against Istanbulspor over the weekend. Next up for them, they play Antalyaspor. Kenneth Amero, on the other hand, for Kasımpaşa, continues to start games, although they did lose 2-0 to Konyaspor on Saturday. Next up for them, they play Gaziantep on Sunday. Moving on to the Scottish League, and boy, oh boy, have Rangers blown it. Cyril Dezza has played 90 minutes, got an assist in their 3-3 draw against Celtic last week. So if Rangers won that game, they'll be top of the league. But to now make it worse, this past weekend, Rangers lost 3-2 to Ross County on Sunday to pretty much leave the title in Celtic's hands. So really, really, really shameful from Rangers. But anyway, they play Dundee United tonight away, and then they play Hearts at home on Sunday. In the PSL, we saw Stanley Narbali did not feature last weekend when they in their 2-0 win over Kaizer Chiefs. However, he played 90 minutes and kept a clean sheet in their 2-0 win over TS Galaxy on Sunday in the Nedbank Cup. Olisanda, on the other hand, for Orlando Pirates, has been injured since March 30th. In Czech Republic, we saw Igor Ugbo and Mohamed Tijani benched in Slavia Prague's 2-1 win over Bohemians last weekend. And then on Sunday, we saw Ugbo get back into starts lineup and play 90 minutes in their 1-0 loss to Victoria Pilsen. Next up for them, they play Sigma Olomouc. And then finally, Star Boy of the Week, I have to give Onyedika praise for how he's been performing and blowing out of control. But when you win the Bundesliga and you make such a telling contribution, I also have to give a shout out to Teller. But Victor Boniface, man, you are my hero of the week, man. What a story. First scored a goal against West Ham on Thursday. Goal and assist against Werder Bremen on Sunday. 11 goals and 8 assists in 18 matches in the Bundesliga from just 16 starts. 18 goals and 9 assists all season. Just an all-round brilliant character, one of the signs of the season, making Nigerians proud. And God knows what would have happened in AFCON if he played. So Victor Boniface, you rock my world. You are the star boy of the week. In Nigeria news, since the last podcast, the Super Falcons have qualified for the 2024 Olympics in Paris. We got a very, very tough group though with Spain, Japan and Brazil. Apparently this week we would also hear the NFF have met this week and they'll be deciding on a permanent Super Eagles coach, which is about bloody time because we got World Cup qualifiers in early June, so I don't know what the fucking time hold up is. And then Manu Garba has been appointed as under-17 coach. The ones to watch for this week, Alex Wobey's Fulham play Liverpool on Sunday. We'll see Charles Mochukwueze play against Roma on Thursday in Europa League second leg quarterfinals. And also, Samuel Chukwueze is in action against Inter on Sunday, where Inter having a chance to clinch the title. We'll also see Ademola Lookman play against Liverpool this Thursday in the Europa League quarterfinal second leg as well. Same for Victor Boniface for Leverkusen against West Ham. And then we'll see if Leverkusen's Boniface and Teller are able to continue to remain unbeaten in the Bundesliga on Sunday against Dortmund. And then finally, Gift Urban's Lyon play PSG on Sunday. So that's it for this episode of the podcast. Thanks for rocking with me, guys. I'm happy to be back. So much football is the business end of the season. Please don't forget to subscribe to our channels. We are Nigeria Football Weekly everywhere except on Twitter when it's at NFWPOD. I appreciate every single listener. I'm about to go watch my Arsenal players, Bayern Munich. Wish us luck if you like Arsenal. And I know my enemies be watching. So good luck. And I'll be back with another episode next week to run through all the football that's happened over this week and the weekend. Until then, take care. Peace out. And Super Eagles, no go ever carry last in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for watching this video. Please like, share, subscribe, and click the bell to get a notification whenever we drop a video. You can also find our social media channels listed below. And of course, up Super Eagles and Nigeria the ever carry last.